Hello and welcome to episode 2 of One Guy Real Questions. I'm sitting here with Lucas.
Hi, Lucas.
Today we're going to be doing a Q&A with this pothead baseball player, playboy type figure. One of the first questions I was asked was, how fast can you throw a baseball?
I'm really not sure how fast I could throw, but last night I recorded this calculator's right. I hit like 92 to 94 on a pull down. Pull down's where you run up and throw a ball as hard as you possibly can. So I think in the low 90s.
Low 90s?
On a good day, yeah.
So Jared has no chance.
I don't want to talk about Jared. I don't like to talk about Jared. Sorry, Jared.
All right. Well, changing the subject to baseball again. Do you think being a baseball player helps you get ladies?
100%.
100%?
100%.
Yeah. What, they just see like the tight-fitting pants, and they just go right to the ass?
I like to wear tight clothes.
Do you get compliments on that?
On my butt?
On your butt.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think on my college team, I got voted like the third best butt on the team.
That's not bad at all.
I know, but there's some dudes with some ba-dunk-a-dunks.
Ba-dunk-a-dunks.
Yeah.
Now, do you think, like, going to parties and such like that, as a baseball player, you're targeted as being, like, one of the party guys? Like, you're going to be there to party. Like, you're not going to sit on a couch with a beer.
Yeah, I'm there to party. When I party. I don't go to do nothing.
Do you feel that when you show up to parties, you need to be that person? Like, do you show up, like, with, like, pre-game ritual? You're like, all right, today is going to be the day where I fuck shit up. Or do you just show up and see what happens?
Yeah, I pretty much show up and see what happens. I mean, everything comes naturally. Like, my friends don't like me when I'm drunk, and there's good reasons why.
All right. Well, tell us the story of when you first got kicked out of a party.
All right. So, we were coming back after one of our fall games, and we were going to Mercyhurst. And Mercyhurst is about, I guess, an hour away, so we have a lot of time to discuss everything that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so, we're going to pregame and go over to this person's house that I've never met before. All right, cool. We get there, we get to the pregame, and let's say about pregame, I get a little buzz on. You can't fuck with me in beer pong.
What's your go-to drink pregame?
Go-to drink.
I'm a Mike's guy. I love myself a Mike's. I'm a little bitch with it. Lemonade shit.
I mean, I go to pretty much anything that's given to me.
Are you like a straight liquor guy or a beer guy?
Beer guy. If liquor's provided.
Dead as fuck. Yeah.
But I'd say I love me some Natter Days.
All right.
Natterdays are my go-to.
Respect that, yeah.
So we go on about, I don't know, 3-4 game win streak in beer pong. All right. So then we're like, all right, it's time to go over to the real party. I got a decent buzz going on, so we had to walk about 1/4 mile down.
You walked 1/4 mile to a house?
Yeah.
They didn't want people, like, parking close? Or
no, they're just, I guess not. I guess, well, I mean, the pregame was close enough to the real party.
Oh, okay.
So
save money, I guess.
Yeah. And so I'm like just stumbling, bumbling in the road. And another thing about me is when I get drunk, my testosterone levels rise.
Oh, so
and
you
become very aggressive.
All right.
And so, and another thing is my shirt always comes off.
Of course.
My shirt always comes
off. Well, from freshman year till now, you bulked up.
Yeah.
It's the change is tremendous. It's crazy. If anyone has seen a photo of Lucas early on, he was a little freshman pipsqueak, you know, like a little lineman figure. Now he's a running back. He's just...
I was 5 foot freshman year. Everyone will grow eventually.
His Tinder does say 6 foot.
Yeah.
But he can uphold in shoes.
In shoes. I'm 5'10 without shoes.
That's crazy.
So we get to the party and there's a fuck ton of people there.
Like number wise, how many do you think?
Probably close. Little under 100 people in a tiny house. That was a lot. I forget. We're coming off like a holiday weekend too.
Yeah.
Or something. So there's even more people there because of bigger excuse. So we get there, start drinking more and more. And then, like I already said, I get super aggressive. So I started, we had a group of like 7 friends. I started fucking get in their faces, throwing, like, shoving them around, threatening to fight everyone.
Are you one of those drunk people where if someone, like, gives you a certain look?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because it's kind of like high school. Like, I remember like if you looked at a kid a certain way, you're like, why the fuck is he looking at me? It's like that type of mood, but in a party setting.
Just like random ass people I don't know willing to fight anymore.
Okay.
So
is that when like the whole like Snapchat story thing started?
Yeah, when Snapchat stories, like obviously if you have me on Snapchat and I don't have you blocked from my story.
You want to plug your Snapchat if you want.
Snapchat is lpigs25. Same as my Instagram.
There you go.
You go follow that and give me a ad back.
There you go.
But so
aggressive, pushing friends around.
Yeah.
Is it just friends or would you do it to strangers too?
I would only push around my friends. Then I would talk to my friends about the people I was going to fight.
Nice.
And they wouldn't let me do it because I told them before, like, don't let me do anything stupid because I'm a different person when I'm drunk.
Makes sense.
So we start drinking more and more. And by the I'm about hammered. I'm hammered about an hour into this party.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 12 o'clock in the morning. So,
let's build a picture here for the people listening. Like, what is the party? Like, what's the setup inside this tiny ass house with 100 people? Is it just people standing?
There's lights going
inside, outside.
Inside, it's downstairs in the basement. There's about 50 people downstairs and 50 people upstairs.
Okay, so what's downstairs in this party?
Downstairs is just a basement, just with strobe lights.
It was just like a stand around party.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And there's a backdrop for photos and everything.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Was it fucking homecoming?
It was a weird party. But
sounds like a fucking bar mitzvah.
It was weird. It was one of my first parties though, so I really didn't know how to label it.
Okay. So like first party, you're just going all out.
Yeah, going all out. Well, yeah.
Fuck
like,
it.
When I said like I said, when I drink, I drink. I don't drink to fucking just get a little buzz.
Yeah.
So we started drinking a little bit more, and like I said, I'm already fucking, I'm hammered at this point. And so after threatening a shit ton of people, I start, a song starts playing that I like, and I start getting pumped up to it. And I start fucking, the ceiling was pretty low.
Okay.
So if I put my hand up, I could touch it.
And I start. Where is this, in the basement?
Yes.
Okay.
And I start banging on the air vent as hard as I fucking could.
Were like people just staring at you, like what the fuck?
People were just staring at me, like what the fuck is this kid doing?
Uh huh.
And so what I thought at the time was the owner of the house. It was actually her friend's, like I don't know. She was close with the owner, and mm-hmm. it was her friend that came down. She started screaming at me. She's like, "That's so fucking disrespectful. If you do that again, I'm kicking you the fuck out of my house."
Oh, no.
I'm like, all right. Oh, stop.
Okay.
So about 5 minutes pass, then all of a sudden, all these dick balloons.
Dick balloons?
Yeah,
who like, the fuck brought like penises? Dick, who the fuck brought penis balloons to the party?
And about 10, 15 of them start flying around this party.
Nice.
And they're getting popped left and right. So mm-hmm. like, I get a balloon. Yeah, fuck it.
You just pop that shit?
Ripped it in half. Then this fucking bitch comes running down the stairs, starts screaming at me. She's like, "Get the fuck out of my house!"
For popping a balloon.
Yeah, for popping a fucking balloon.
Wasn't it already loud, though? Like, was there music going on?
Yeah, it was
and
already
stuff?
Loud. And just because I popped a balloon, she had a grudge against me for whatever reason.
Probably for punching the...
Looking like a complete douchebag.
Nice.
And so I ripped the fucking balloon. She started yelling at me, "Get the fuck out of her house." I did, but I ended up getting out of her house. I forgot, but me and my roommate, we have a thing when we go to parties is we steal something.
Oh, okay, of course.
Every time we go.
That's not like the worst thing in the world. No. As long as it's not like a fucking couch or a stereo or.
So I remember I woke up the next morning and I went to my roommate's room and there's these two light bulbs. Like, what the fuck did these come from?
Just light bulbs.
Then I remember the girl must have seen me. I'm just. Upstairs now, I was still downstairs. She just sees me unscrewing a light bulb from the ceiling and put it in my pocket. And my roommate was like, "Cool, we stole a fucking light bulb." We started just laughing our asses off. And so
have you stole like anything else besides those light bulbs?
I've stolen what the hell is it called? Like what are the 1 minute cooker thingies or like the panini press?
Oh, you saw a panini press?
Stole a whole panini press from a party
gosh.
In Fredonia. I've stolen a skateboard.
That's funny.
Like the little remote control for like the different colored lights.
Okay, yeah.
Those
are fucking TikTok lights.
Yeah. So party games. like, I forget, like, the things with the little circles in them, and you throw them, it's like a box.
Okay.
And you have the little circle in the middle, then you got the little round.
I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. And so that, and I don't know, I've taken a lot of miscellaneous shit from parties.
Makes sense. Like, are you going to be known as the guy that steals weird shit?
That's why I don't go to parties around JCC. One, because there's no parties around JCC.
Yeah.
And two, I got to go somewhere where I'm not known.
Which makes sense.
Just in case, like, something happens.
Yeah, but now in, like, the DK area, the DK Fred area, like, you're known as this party guy because of, like, that first month into college. Because you're every other day, your Snapchat was full of, like, partying, drinking, multiple women, like, this Playboy type, like, person. And we all, like, felt great. We're like, all right, this is fucking hilarious. Yeah. Yeah. And you had to get some type of following from that.
Yeah, I did. Poonhound.
Yeah, Poonhound.
Poonhound. Yeah, I'm labeled as Poonhound now.
Yeah, because you just get women.
Yeah. I'm not trying to boost myself.
No, I am.
I went through a month of, I call it my ESPN 10 for 30.
Okay.
I sound like a little slut right now.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, I think freshman year of... Everyone's a slut. Yeah, of course. Chrissy, if you're listening, I love you. Your picture's in my room right here. Her picture's right there, right?
Yeah.
All right. She's very short, cute little lady. I love you so much, but everyone's a whore, hon. Not me, but this guy right here. All right. Carry on.
So in 30 days, I was with 10 different girls.
That's not too bad.
No. And there was about a good week span of different girl every night. So I got most of my girls in 1 week. Mm-hmm. Then it kind of died off because Tinder stopped popping off like it used to. But
I made a Tinder for my dog. Where if I get matches, I say woof to people until they unmatch me. I like fucking with people on there. It's pretty funny.
So, I mean, I've gone through a little dry spell so far. I'm really trying to stop being a slut.
Makes sense.
When my mom called me, she was like, I came home with a hickey on my neck. She's like, oh, who's that from? Your girlfriend? No, mom. She's like, oh, so you're just being a little whore right now. Like, yeah.
Damn.
So, like, that was an indication it was time to stop.
I had to wear my hoodie once for a Christmas picture because, you know, like the fat, like white families and such, not even white families, is people take pictures in front of the tree on a Christmas morning. I tried doing that. My mother yelled at me because I had two hickeys on my neck and she was like, what the fuck is this? Go put a hoodie on. So I'm wearing like this tiny ass gray hoodie. It doesn't even look like Christmas anymore. She's so upset. I'm not even smiling because I got yelled at. I was like, all right, just take the picture. I think she took away two presents that year. She just didn't want to.
Well deserved.
Well, yeah, it was worth it at the time. The little chub I had, but no. Yeah. It was very upsetting.
I didn't think my hickey was noticeable, but literally, when you have a hickey, I guess everyone has, like, indications that you have a hickey.
It's so easy to spot it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember in high school seeing, like, some fucking, like, nerd or someone that, like, you knew didn't get it. And all of a sudden, like, wait, does that like, motherfucker have a hickey?
Then they, like, would make sure they wear a V-neck shirt.
Oh, yeah, just to show it.
Like, yeah, I have a fucking hickey.
They just walk around with their fucking head up and shit.
Uh-huh.
Ah, fucking horrible. I heard a rumor that women bake you, have baked goods for you at JCC.
Oh, yeah.
That they make you cookies and such.
Yeah, that's happened before. That was about...
No, is that like payment for services type deal?
No, this was trying to get services.
Oh, trying to get services.
They didn't, no, I went up to the room and I thanked them. I was like...
You kind of burnt the cookie, so...
So I was coming back from one of our fall games.
Okay.
And I remember like these girls before I was walking down to my car to drive down to the field and they started talking to me through the window. They're like, when's your game and everything? I'm like, I don't know.
But you don't even know these people.
No. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not sure. You could ask my roommates.
Mm-hmm.
So
how many roommates do you have?
I got three.
Three
roommates. Okay. Yeah. And I think we probably ended up losing the game because we had a shitty ball. I came back. I'm the first person to get back to my dorm. I look down at the floor, and there's a post-it. Like, there's a little Tupperware container. There's a post-it note on it. It says, these are for the two cute baseball players in room 202, courtesy of, like, 302.
Mm-hmm.
So
these women are just throwing themselves at baseball players?
Yes.
Do they have no dignity? Like, is it, like, a JCC thing, do you think?
I would say it's a JCC thing. I mean, baseball girls is...
Girls and baseball players.
For baseball boys.
Okay, yeah, I wear like fucking booty shorts to compete. So
that's what I mean.
Yeah. I feel like track runners don't really get females. And if they do, they...
It's just track.
Yeah, those girls are pretty much faster than you if they're hitting on you.
Yeah,
it's very bad.
But you see more professional baseball. I don't know if there's professional track. Is there professional track?
Yeah, people get paid. Like really? Like Nike signs people and they give them like hundreds of thousands of dollars to run. No, yeah. There's what? There's called like Diamond League and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can get signed by a brand, and then because there's a lot of running fans. Probably not as much as baseball fans, but running is still like a huge thing. So like a corporation like Adidas or Nike will sign somebody for a contract. And so they have to wear Nike shirt, Nike shorts, Nike socks, Nike shoes, and then you just run and compete. And let's say like 100,000 people watch you race during Diamond League, then that's just advertisement. So you're pretty much getting paid to wear their brand.
All right, I guess.
So that's how like track runners get paid.
But like the audience compared to professional baseball.
Oh yeah, it doesn't even compete.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So I guess the more popular you are, the more girls that watch you because clout chasing.
Yeah, like I really don't see like wrestlers in high school getting. Yeah,
you don't.
No. I mean, unless you play like golf and your name's fucking Trevor or some shit.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. So that was my story about my first party experience.
That's not a bad story.
No.
My first party experience, I didn't even drink. I was, my father drinks. And I was like one of those people who was nervous. I was like, well, I don't want to be like that douche. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be like that type of person. So I was the one drinking water. Like at the party, and then I left mad early and went to bed. Like I didn't even care. I was just like, you know what, this is it. I've had like 4 bug bites. I'm out of here. It just wasn't the vibe. But I've recently started drinking with my girlfriend because she wants me to like get used to it. She doesn't want me to go to a party and just like get fucking butt raped by somebody. So we started drinking, and she wanted my first drink to be straight vodka. So we just took shots. So I took like 4 shots and I'm sitting on the couch watching like Bob's Burgers. So me drinking is like casual drinking. It's like me sitting down and watching TV.
I can't do that. I can't casually drink. If I drink, I gotta get fucked up.
It's like, I haven't put myself in the situation where there's like a crowded area. Like I like don't like crowds. I feel like
full of parties.
I know Fredonia's full of parties. And like I know like the track boys always throw parties and stuff like that. I just don't like drunk people that much. I feel like if like, let's
there's
say
people
us
like me in the world.
Yes.
That's why people
I feel
don't
like
me.
I feel like unless I'm really fucked, then I don't want to deal with that type of person.
Okay. Yeah. I understand that.
But there's going to be a lot of people like that out there.
It's just, you just got to deal with them. I don't know. Realize if you want to have a good time, other people are going to have good times too. And your level of good time might be a little different.
Yeah.
My level of good time is getting shit faced.
Yes, it is.
Yours might be just getting a little buzz on. And I know I become very annoying when I'm shit-faced.
Oh, I get a very annoying. I drank at Nelson Rosario through a party. And it was like a New Year's party. And I got shit-faced there. I took a couple shots. I drank like 4 mics before I showed up. And then he had, what's that shit called? And you put like a bunch of fruit and vodka.
Oh, jungle
juice? Yeah. So he made jungle juice. I had 3 cups of jungle juice plus 4 shots plus 4 mics. So I'm sitting down, we're playing like Brawlhalla at like 4 a.m. I'm like, it's my turn, give me the remote. And then he's like, all right, Devin, you got to go. Like, my mom's trying to sleep right now. I'm like, no one invited her. So I call my girl to pick me up. I'm in the car for like 30 minutes. Like, why don't you love me? Why do you hate me? She worked at 7 and she was kind enough to pick me up at 4 because he lives across town. So I was like, why don't you love me? She's like, shut the fuck up. And she finally drops me off. And I didn't realize I was sitting in the car for like 8 minutes. Like, she's just sitting there in the park car. She's like, I have to wake up in 3 hours to work. And I'm looking at her. I'm looking at her. I'm like, tell me why you don't love me then. I'm like, you don't love me. I was like, give me a kiss. She's like, go to fucking sleep. I was like, I hope I don't piss the bed. And I just leave. And then I wake up to like a text message of her saying like, I'm not mad at you, but just don't do that ever again. So I had to deal with all that, which it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, everyone has different party experiences.
Yeah.
Some are good or some are bad.
Yeah, I'd say so. Have you ever been to a party where someone got completely like shit faced to where they couldn't even like control themselves?
Me.
You?
Yes.
Okay, I'm saying besides you. Like I've seen since Efren was on the last episode, I'll talk about him. We went to a party once where I'm really good at beer pong. Okay. But I only played when I was like high. So whenever they made a cup, I'd just like take huge puffs instead of drinking. So I was completely gone being high. I think I brought like 6 blunts. Abigail Botticello at the time stole 2, and then I smoked 2 myself. And he was on the ground by the second game, like in his own throw up, because he couldn't handle it. So I've seen someone just taking a nap in their own throw up.
I haven't seen that yet. I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but I wasn't in the right place to see it happen. But yeah, I mean,
is there any wild like after party stories you have?
No, pretty much.
What, you just like
when leave I leave and... the party, it's time for me to go to sleep, and I try not to party after. And really, I haven't.
So just pre-game party, pre-game
bedtime?
Party,
dead time. Yeah,
makes sense.
That's pretty much it.
What's your go-to food when you're completely wasted?
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
There's a McMobile. You know what a McMobile is?
Yeah.
There's a McMobile up in Jamestown, and it's open 24/7. So whoever our DD is, I'm fucking harassing them until they take me to
McMobile. I wish, because I work later today, I wish we close at like 10.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate working late, and I know all the overnighters are like straight crackheads, mm-hmm. and it's just, I think they'll make like $4 between like 3 and 4 a.m., mm-hmm. and they'll take like 20 minutes to make each order.
Yeah.
It's really bullshit.
I pulled up to McDonald's at 3 a.m. last night. I was just sitting in the drive-thru for a solid 20 minutes. Winning on a cheeseburger.
A lot of the times there's only like three workers. So there'll be someone up front, someone in the grill, someone in the back. Mm. So whenever there's an order, they're probably just sitting on their phone somewhere, not even realizing it. So you, at those moments, you just got to harass and be like, man. Yo, I've been fucking waiting. Like, where the fuck's my food?
Yeah, I've been in situations like that before.
I make a cheeseburger in like 13 seconds.
That's what I mean.
It does not take long.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, it does not take long to make a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
At all.
It shouldn't. I didn't think it would, so. I don't work fast food. Don't mm-hmm. plan on it. So,
could you talk about all these baseball celebrities DMing you, or whatever? You always like scratch out their names or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
So how do you like reach out to these people, or do they reach out to you?
A little bit of both. Like sometimes I'll post something on my story, and like sometimes they'll just be impressed because they've heard about me. And other times, it'll be me reaching out to them, talking about how, like, how I'm a fan of everything. Then I get, like, a little following.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you gotta start somewhere. Yeah. Like, I DM, like, Joe Rogan, Bert, what's his name? Bert something and then Tom, where they do podcasts. And they, like, do comedy stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you should just, like, give me money for better equipment.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to do what you're doing. I think I'm a funny guy. I have a following on TikTok. You should just, like, look me up.
Get any responses?
No.
Oh, yeah.
But
you keep on pursuing.
Yeah, you just gotta keep trying.
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, like someone's gonna find you sooner or later, and then once you're found, it just goes from there.
Yeah, that's all you need. You just need like your little come up, then you'll be set.
Did you want to talk about the getting pulled over without a license story?
Yeah, sure. We could talk about that. I was 16 at the time. And I already prolonged getting my license because I was just a lazy piece of shit.
I didn't get my license until I was 18.
Really?
Yeah, because I only dated older women.
Okay,
so they always had cars.
Okay.
So like my current girlfriend at the time, she would call and say she was my mother.
All right.
So she would just pick me up from school.
Yeah.
It was great.
So I was only a month away from taking my driver's test.
Okay.
And I wanted Taco Bell.
Mm.
And
T7 right now? If you go to Taco Bell drive-thru, T7, chicken quesadilla, soft taco, potato wedges, Baja Blast. I've never got anything else.
Every,
I love that.
Every
right
time
there.
I pull up to Taco Bell, it's always a steak quesarito. And I think shredded chicken burritos are only $1.
Oh, yeah, stuff. Those are good. Yeah.
So I go to Taco Bell, pick up my food, and then... At the time, this is when Mo Bamba was a huge song.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on Central Avenue right there. Central Avenue is the road next to the fairgrounds, right?
Yeah. So people who don't know that, it's pretty much just like a straightaway.
Yeah.
With you only have like two lights on that street,
yeah.
depending on where
I was
you are.
Next to Rite Aid.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So there's just a light right there and then pretty much a straightaway.
So the oh, fuck, shit. Bitch starts fucking start.
Oh
playing.
Yeah, that's where you have to turn it up.
Yeah, I turned it all the way up and I start fucking zooming.
How fast do you think you're going? Because the speed limit is 35 on that road.
30. 30? 30. I found out the hard way.
Oh, I only go 35.
Yeah. So I hit. I was going 16 over. I was going 46.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. And so I get past the fairground, then I see a cop. He turns his lights on. I'm like, fuck.
So did you pull over before
no.
he pulled you over? No.
So
I've seen people do that before.
I started to like pull away and I really didn't think he was trying to get me. So I turned, you know where the Jehovah's Witness place is?
Yeah.
I turned into that parking lot and he starts fucking like harassing me that he said I was trying to run away from him, which in the back of the mind, I kind of guess I was trying to.
Yeah.
But since I only had the license, I was terrified. I'm fucking shaking.
I would have parked
the
car, get off the car,
yeah,
and start walking away.
Much, like, I parked in the
No, whose car was this at the time? My car. Okay. So you had a car, but no license.
Yes.
Okay.
So I parked in the middle of the Jehovah's Witness parking lot. I got out my first. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm fucking shaking. And I was acting like a little bitch the whole time.
Well, sometimes it gets you out of things.
Yeah.
If they see that you're scared, yeah. And they might just feel bad and be like, all right, you're a kid. Mm-hmm. I understand, like, you wanted a fucking taco or yeah. whatever it was. Yeah. And then they just give you the whole speech yeah. of, like, endangerment or whatever.
I thought I was going to be fine. And since I was only at Central Avenue, I don't live that far away from Central Avenue. I live on Duff Street.
Yeah.
Duff Street's, like, 3 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he just go, let me go. I'll be fine. No, wrote me a fucking ticket.
How much was the ticket?
The ticket ended up being, I got it reduced down. I went to court. I got it reduced down to a parking on the highway.
Nice.
And
my girl has 6 tickets.
Good for her.
6 tickets. She was going 50 and a 35.
Right.
It was like the
she's lucky wasn't going 16 over.
You know, like Fredonia State, like that back road where there's like one light and it's blinking.
Yes.
It's like a warning light.
Yes.
She was going 50 on that road.
Okay.
But she was going from the 40 down to the 35.
All right.
But she was going 52 because yeah. she was on her way to get me.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a ticket right there.
Nice.
But they, because her father was in the military. So yeah. all those tickets got down to parking violations.
Good for her.
Yep.
So
very proud.
The ticket, like, I think them changing it down to parking on the highway was only $75, but the surcharge is where they fuck you over. And it was like $100 surcharge. So I ended up paying $175 for parking on the highway.
Yep.
So, so the cop fucked me over. He told me pretty much, fuck you, I'm still giving you a ticket. And I ended up getting my license in December.
Of the same?
Same year.
Same year?
Yes.
Well, that's better than not getting your license for...
I was terrified of taking the test because of that.
Yeah.
And if it was on my record, I'd been fucked.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of people out there who have been in that situation, especially in Dunkirk. Like, I always hear stories of these, like, high schoolers who drive, like, these, like, gamingers type, like they sell drugs or whatever the fuck. They think they can do whatever they want. They get their license taken away, and then they can't drive for years.
Yeah, that's why I was terrified. I kept on asking, like, cops, kids questions about everything.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, I was terrified. I mean, I remember getting the phone call from my dad, like, telling my dad, I fucked up. And I have never heard him. If anyone knows anything about my father, he's a fucking aggressive asshole.
Is he like you when you drink?
Yes. Yeah. But okay. He's always like that. And I've never heard someone scream so loud into a fucking telephone. And then as soon as I heard his fucking truck pull in, my heart sank.
I feel like a lot of kids now don't have parents like that. And I feel like kids just get away with so many things now. Like, like me growing up, I had a parent just like that.
Mm.
So I really like shaped me to be like this individual who cared.
Because
if you don't care at the end of the day, you're kind of like a dick.
Yeah.
So I feel like kids need more parents like that. Like if I hear my father pull up, I'm kind of worried.
Yeah, I was terrified.
Kids need that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you need. You need discipline in your life.
Definitely.
I mean, we've gone definitely through a time where discipline isn't used as much anymore and everything. The pussification of America.
Yes, yes.
And so,
pussies out there, yeah, kids. Yes. You're a fucking cunt.
Yeah, everyone's becoming a vagina now. And
I remember complaining that my father... You know what Donozo is?
No.
A donozo is when your father would like, or a figure would smack you in the back of the head. Like, you'd do something wrong and go like that. Mm. My father did that constantly. Okay. I'd be like changing the channel and be like, don't fuck it. And he would smack me. And it got me to like not do shit. Mm-hmm. But I remember complaining about it. And now that I'm older, I can look back at it. I'm like, that's just how he was. That's just how he was raised.
Yeah.
And I just didn't do shit when he smacked me in the back of the fucking head.
So, I don't know. I guess getting beat as a child isn't. For disciplinary actions, not just out of, like, I'm drunk, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
It really depends on
the
situation.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just got out of the ticket.
Yeah, I got out of the ticket. I mean, obviously, I got my ass chewed out, and it's a funny story to tell, but it's pretty much it.
All right, wrapping up with that story, our sponsorship today is the website beautybeyond.co. You can go there to buy cheap jewelry for your girlfriend, boyfriend, your mother, your father, whatever you want to do, whichever one you want to make love with. Very cheap, affordable. Our own Nelson Rosario is the self-made man on this company. He himself has a huge, whopping vagina. I talked to him last night. He really wants this thing to start picking up and going. Easily $15. Shipping's easy. Comes in a few days or three weeks, whatever you decide. Or whatever he decides, whatever Chinese place he buys the product from. But yeah, that's beautybeyond.co. Any last words? The last 10 seconds.
I don't know.
Any
support Poonhound.
Support Poonhound.
Support Poonhound.
I like that.
That's all I gotta say.
Don't drink and drive. And if you do, make sure.